Hi there. Sorry that I am late.
Thank you for being here, Mayor Mendenhall, and every commissioner. Mayor Mendenhall, if you want to kick us off, we can start the meeting.
Great. We have and I have in front of me, Lindsay. I don't have an agenda, but I have our resolution. I've got the legal notice of intent to approve, and our statement and the letter to the DAQ. Are we? I'll need your coaching on if we need more than a discussion on these items and then a vote. But
Definitely.
I'm assuming we're here to discuss approving our submission of these comments and this resolution.
That's right. So before we do that, let's just quickly vote to consider the approval of the last month's meeting from December, and then we can dive into the consideration of the draft comment.
Okay. Do I have somebody who can move an approval?
I'll move that we approve the minutes of the December 15th meeting.
Second that.
Thanks, mayors. Anybody discussion on the minutes approval? Everybody in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Okay, and then the next thing on the next item on the agenda is the discussion of this draft comment in opposition to this new application for the proposed open air gravel mine at the South Quarry on IATA.
So everybody, you've got the letter that we submitted in March of 2022. Staff, thank you for that. I know we don't, the copy I have of the DAQ letter draft doesn't have a date on it, but am I correct in assuming that's this month?
Yes, so there's a letter from 2022, there's a resolution in opposition from 2022, and the draft letter is dated the 29th of January 2026, which is today.
Perfect. Does anybody have comments or edits, concerns?
Well, I'll give you one minor one.
Please.
In the fourth paragraph, it says these communities already experience elevated levels. How about our communities already experience elevated levels? It's not just these, it's all of us.
Sure.
I like that.
This is Sherry Jackson. Do we have in there specifics about where they're concerns about where they are collecting their data from? Sorry, I can't see the entire letter on here, but I know that was one of the big issues that Mill Creek had is that their data collection points are the Salt Lake City Airport and Hawthorne Elementary School, which are miles away from the mouth of the canyon and the communities that are really, get the full impact of all the dust that's currently coming.
Good point.
I know last night at the hearing, they said they are looking for specifics on this application and then solutions. So I think a solution or recommendation would be that they collect data in the areas that are currently affected by the current quarry operations.
Mayor, I think that's a great idea. And that we could request that in the letter, regardless of their decision on this particular application.
Yeah, right. Because it should be if they are controlling mitigation efforts, they need to be aware of when mitigation is required so that they are actively monitoring what's being done.
What about in that fourth paragraph that Mayor Burke brought up? We
Yeah,
add,
that seems like a great place to add that.
and we could say that as representatives of these communities, we would be pleased to work with the DAQ to site air quality monitoring stations that can give us the important data we need to make better decisions moving forward.
Good.
I would also offer that we send this letter, assuming we're going to all vote to approve it, to each of the DAQ board members. I know that it's the DAQ should distribute it to them for their meeting anyway, but it would be good to include them. As a former board member, it was meaningful for me to get hear directly from the commenters.
I agree.
Yeah, we can do that. Definitely.
I'd like to go back to Sherry Jackson's suggestion about taking data at the airport or someplace else. I mean, we are coming out strongly in the next to the last paragraph in opposition to the whole darn thing. And to also say we want better measurements is kind of odd. It's like saying, well, just in case you go ahead with this anyway, at least what you ought to do is make the air quality measurements. So there's a little bit of a mismatch between advocating for better air quality measures, which I certainly agree with, and saying, don't go ahead with this at all.
I understand that, and maybe then we can say we object to or we recommend that they reject this petition or that this application based on the fact that their measurements are not based on data from the actual affected areas.
Well, I think it's more than that that we're objecting to this. But
Right, but I'm just going off the information that they gave last night when they before at the beginning of the hearing they read a statement that they are looking for specifics to the application itself, and it's not just it's all the other issues involved, absolutely, but as far as the DAQ is concerned, it's the specifics to this air quality application and permit that they're seeking. So they want specifics as to why they should be rejecting the application.
I have two questions.
Yes.
Okay, in Laura Briefer raised the water question that there's not water available for dust mitigation. Is that addressed anywhere in the letter?
We do mention that this will place strain on an already strained water supply for this region, but we can specifically add that to this letter.
That would be great.
That there's not water directly located at the proposed location.
I
In
think
that
Laura said
third.
the nearest water was 2 miles away.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can we add that to that third paragraph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Then my other, I can wait while you add that.
Oh, we'll make these.
Okay.
Continue, Mayor Bennion, please.
Okay.
We'll make these edits later.
The other concern is that we might want to add here is that the legislature required a study of these materials across our broad region and the availability. And I believe that study found that there was not an imminent need. So if we can, I don't have access to that right now, but I could probably find that if you need me to. Are you aware of the study I'm talking about?
No, that would be great if you could share that with staff.
Okay. I'll find that.
Yeah.
Okay, any another one of the points that was brought up last night that I thought was relevant is that there is still litigation with Salt Lake County over their restrictions and the zoning ordinance. So they don't even have zoning approval. So seeking this DAQ permit is a little premature, given that they haven't gotten all those other approvals yet. And so there was recommendations that DAQ hold and not do anything, because then it appears to give Granite Construction more weight in their other in their battle against Salt Lake County. So I don't know if that's, something pertinent to put in there, just asking that they wait until the legal proceedings with Salt Lake County are finalized before issuing any kind of permit.
Yeah, just on that note, I like that, Sherry. I think saying something to the effect of, we strongly recommend you do not issue a permit. Having said that, we at least, recommend you wait until the current litigation between Salt Lake County and however you want to frame it, but kind of both, right? I mean, I think we're pretty strong in our last sentence or last paragraph about our opposition here, but I think adding that is great. Just making sure that we're saying, like, ultimately we hope you don't do this at all, but at least wait until that litigation is completed or whatever.
Great. Commissioners, we can change the tone of that last paragraph if there's desire to
change it in what way?
Change it tonally. There's been mention of how strongly worded, how strong the tone is in this last paragraph more than once on this call already. And so if there's a desire
to be clear,
change
I support the strong tone.
Okay. Good. Okay.
I do too.
Okay.
Any other comments, edits? If not, I'm looking for a motion for us to approve this for staff to send.
I move to approve.
I second.
Thanks, Mayor John and Benyon. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed? There you go.
Commissioners, thank you so much for gathering for this relatively last minute special executive committee meeting. The only other thing on our agenda now is a public comment section. So for any concerned public who would like to make a comment, there's an option now.
Do we have any members of the public who want to comment?
I would like to comment.
Yes, we have a member of the public here in person, Johnny Vasek from Physicians for a Healthy Environment.
Should I do that now? Thank you. Like Lindsay said, my name is Johnny Vasek. I'm the executive director of Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment. I'm also on the Environmental Stakeholders Council for the CWC and a member of the Parley's Canyon Working Group, who have been meeting almost weekly for the past 3 or 4 years, battling this proposed mine. Now that the comments have been voted on and passed, I don't want to waste too much time, rehashing what you all already know. But we did have the public hearing last night, which was requested by our group and many others. Over 300 people attended. There was over 3 hours of comments. All opposed, not one person spoke in favor of this mine. And just to reiterate a couple of the key points that we are talking about, and we plan on submitting technical comments with the help of some of our legal team before the 31st deadline, that DAQ continues to use unrepresentative data and inaccurate assumptions because they have no monitoring, DAQ monitoring at the mine, although Granite has a PM10 monitoring that has been active. That monitor information has not been used by the DAQ. The intent of the application is clearly to operate a much larger mine using what we think is a loophole under HB 355 that was passed last year by the state legislature. Effective controls for fugitive emissions from the proposed I-80 quarry, South Quarry, requires much more aggressive emission controls, and fugitive emissions from the existing mine in Parley's Canyon demonstrate that the DAQ's current approach does not effectively control fugitive emissions. And just one thing I would say in closing is that it might be too late, but I think for us, we're angling it instead of saying, they should wait to issue the permit until the lawsuit works its way through. What we're saying is it's really premature until the conditional use permit is granted, because even if this DAQ air permit goes through, they can't do anything without the conditional use permit by the county, which is really being held up by the lawsuit. I don't think the DAQ will take into account things that aren't technical, and they won't take into account a lawsuit, but they will perhaps take into account that because the conditional use permit hasn't been issued, that issuing the intent to approve and then approving the 6-acre mine for air quality would be premature. So anyway, thank you for letting me have a few minutes. I really appreciate that this is in front of you all and that you have all voted to submit public comments and some technical aspects. Thank you.
Thank you for the comment. We appreciate you coming to our meeting and we encourage you to be in touch with us more often. Thank you. Commissioners, can I get a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Is there
Guys,
a second?
sorry to just to mention, I think Jack from Save Our Canyons did have his hand up. I don't know, Jack, I don't want to speak for you, but I'm not sure if you wanted to make a comment.
Oh, thanks, Mayor John. I was gonna reiterate some of the technical points or making a technical comment that Johnny said. I also just wanted to say, Johnny, Mayor Jackson and I were all at this hearing last night, and it was an amazing rally of support from hundreds of people in opposition to this permit. And I think it's really a powerful move for the CWC to join in that chorus. So I want to say thanks as well to all of you for working through this and getting a comment on record. So yeah, just in support of this letter, and I'm grateful that for the public as well as all you mayors and CWC staff for thinking through it and aligning with people from the public. So thanks.
Thanks, Jack. Okay, back to the motion. I've got a motion. Did I have a second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thanks, commissioners. Thanks, Johnny and Jack, and thank you, staff.
Thanks
Thank
all.
you, Commissioner, so much.
Bye-bye.
Before you leave,
Yeah.
Aaron, there's a very fetching picture of you in the Salt Lake Tribune yesterday. A nice, smiling, bright picture.
Are you talking to Mayor Mendenhall?
Yeah, I think
She
she's already dropped.
did. She did. I'll take a
Okay.
look, though, Mayor Burke, now that you mentioned
Commissioners, thank you so much for gathering on short
that.
notice and for giving your thoughts. We'll Staff will implement or incorporate the requested edits. This comment period ends the day after tomorrow, so we will send it relatively soon, okay? But
Right.
before that deadline.
Thanks all. Appreciate you.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.